Previously on The Princess of South Beach. After sharing a few too many lonely drinks, things escalated between my fake mom, Luisa, and my former fiancé, Raul, and they ended up awkwardly kissing. And Maria del Carmen? Well, she accidentally killed Nacho after he found out her true identity and threatened to expose her. Now, Estrella and Maria del Carmen are on their way to the Everglades to dispose of Nacho's body, which is, you guessed it, in the trunk of Nacho's Ferrari. And if that wasn't bad enough, Maria, body in tow, was just pulled over by a cop. Estrella? Estrella, he's pulling me over. He is pulling me over. What do I do?
Oh, crap. Okay, I have an idea.
What?
Pull over.
That's your idea?
Pull over right now. You have to. If you don't, it's gonna look suspicious. Just act natural, Maria. Be cool. I'm gonna keep driving past you, all right? We can't draw more attention to ourselves.
No, don't leave me.
I am not leaving you. You need to chill out.
I have a body in my trunk.
Well, don't tell him that. I'll be less than a mile down the road waiting for you, okay?
Okay. Okay, I can do this. I'm calm. Okay.
And if that doesn't work, you know, just whip out your boobies.
Estrella, I am not whipping out anything, okay? He's walking over.
Bye.
Bye. This is not a great night for Maria del Carmen, but let's go from one night of terrible decisions to another and check in on Raul and Luisa.
What are you doing here? What is it?
Sorry to bother you. Where's Esteban?
He's sleeping in his office. He has a thing early tomorrow. What is it?
I couldn't sleep.
Why is that my problem?
I can't stop thinking about what happened.
About the guys who beat you up?
No, about when you kissed me.
You mean that thing we said we would never speak about again?
Yes, that thing. I think I was wrong to push you away.
What?
I don't know. I don't know. I think maybe I have feelings for you, and I didn't want to admit it.
Okay, but Raul, you are just in a fragile state, okay? You are still rebounding from dating my daughter. Also, you got beat up, 6 hours ago. There's a big chance you have a concussion.
Yes, okay, I know all that, but you can't deny that there has always been something between us.
See, contempt and constant annoyance. Look, I was drunk. I'm sorry. Now, just please, go, vete. Go back to bed.
Kiss me again.
Okay? What? No! You're being ridiculous. There is nothing between us. You are a child.
I'm 23.
Exactly! And I'm old enough to be your mother.
I don't see you like that. Luisa, you're a strong, independent, easily irritated, and beautiful woman. You are. And I can't help but think about everything we talked about tonight. I've never felt so understood and connected to someone. Not even Gloria. It's like you see the real me. I don't even need to use metaphors with you.
I'd forgotten about those.
Luisa, I guess what I'm saying is, you're not alone.
I feel like I am.
You're not. I see you, and I feel like I know you more than you think. What is it that Arjona said in Te Conozco? Te conozco cuando ríes y tus gestos al amar. Sé de aquella cirugía que nadie las de contar.
To be fair, it was more than one surgery, but I love Arjona.
I know. Me too. Oh, my Luisa.
Oh, God, get a room. Well, technically you're in Luisa's room doing, I don't even want to think about it. So let's just switch gears to something less disturbing. Oh, Maria is getting pulled over with a dead body in her trunk. Yep, that'll do it.
Thank you, and we're back with more Tea with Tatiana. Gosh, these Calderones sure love to overcomplicate the narrative. I need an assistant to keep it all straight. But why should I get my own when I can just talk to Esteban's personal assistant instead? Everyone give a warm welcome to Karen!
Hi! Hi, everyone!
Karen, you must have so much to tell us. After all, you're not only Esteban's personal assistant, you're now also involved in his mayoral campaign?
Yes. That's right. It's been a very hectic time around La Casa Rosa. We're constantly driving to press conferences and grocery store openings and baby kissing events. It's exhausting, which is why I bought myself a Lincoln Aviator.
Wait, what? What does you buying an SUV have to do with the campaign?
Well, after seeing how calm, cool, and collected Esteban was in his Aviator, I decided to get one for myself. And let me tell you, it's nice to finally have a place where I can feel as in charge and capable as I knew I could be. Plus, my phone is always charged because it has a wireless charging pad. It's super important to stay connected.
Well, that's nice. So about the gossip.
Oh, right. The gossip, to get el chisme. Okay, well, I'm gonna tell you, everybody. You guys ready? Well, I'm proud to announce that I will now be Esteban's chief of staff.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not exactly the kind of gossip I was looking for, but congrats, I guess.
Thank you.
Well, this has been enlightening. I guess my main takeaway is that I need to buy a Lincoln Aviator GT. Anyway, stay tuned for more Calderon scandals. And remember, if you don't post, no one will remember you. Come back next time for more Tea with Tatiana.
Officer, let me...
License and registration, please.
Yes, let me just... I had my wallet somewhere here.
Wait. Look at me. Let me see your face.
I...
Gloria?
See?
Gloria Calderon, what are you doing here?
I'm driving.
Oh, wow. Yo, how have you been? Yo, I heard about the accident. That was crazy. Hey, I've been meaning to pass by your house, you know, to check on you, see what you're doing, maybe sit, grab a coffee, but, you know, I can't. Plus, Carla's ready to pop. Anyway, how is your dad?
He's fine, Officer Gomez.
What, are you high right now? Come on. You haven't called me Officer Gomez since you were a kid. That's weird.
See, bueno, you are on the job.
So. Freeze, bitch! I'm kidding. Anyway, seriously, how are you doing and why are you here so late at night?
It's a surprise for my dad.
Oh, surprise! Oh, maybe I should hide in the car, you know? Surprise! Yeah, but his birthday is not for a long time, so...
Yeah, but I'm planning something big, so please don't tell him that you saw me or you'll end up ruining the surprise.
Oh, come on, Gloria, you know me. I love surprises. Yeah, I just love that, you know, when something's one way and then everyone, like, it's a different way, you know what I mean? And the person there didn't realize it. You mean something like that?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that'd be crazy. I wish I was a part of one, you know? You know, one of your rear lights is out. Did you know that?
No.
Okay, so, you know, make sure to fix that. Oh, and by the way, is this a new car?
See, I needed a new one.
It's really nice, you know? I'm not sure it matches your style, but hey, you look great in it, kid. All right? All right, get that taillight fixed. I'll see you. Say hello to your parents for me, all right?
Okay. Bye. Estrella?
Who's this?
What?
I'm just kidding. I'll just send you one phone call from jail.
He let me go. He's a friend of Luis and Esteban. I can't believe it. Nothing happened. I'm free. Woohoo!
See, that's what happens when you paid off the entire police force. Well, I'm very happy that you're not in handcuffs, but it's still too early to celebrate, Maria. Or have you forgotten that we still need to get rid of that dead body you have in your trunk?
Ugh, you didn't have to remind me.
We're almost at the Everglades. I'll see you there.
How ironic, no? They're gonna dump Nacho's body just like Esteban and Luisa did all those years ago to a real mother. But be careful, girls, because in Miami, corpses don't stay buried for long.
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman, with help from Daniela Sarkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bantes for iHeart. By Joanna Hausman, and by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Gina Torres, X Mayo, Andy Bustillos, and Alexis Guerreros. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.
Yo soy la auténtica, hermosa, famosa y simpática. Sin duda la más carismática. Soy la princesa.